Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, a channeler, a conscious medium, a healer, a life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums who were her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge, and her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so let me welcome Ada Marie. Ada Marie, can you hear me? Hold on a minute, honey. Ada Marie, are you there? Okay, folks, I'm going to play a song and call her back up. I lost her. I did have her live on the line. I'm going to play a song by New Thought singer Jennifer Farron called Throw It All Away. So just hang in there. Don't throw us away. We'll be back. And that was part of a song by New Thought singer Jennifer Farron. I do have Ada Marie live, I believe. Ada Marie, how are you today?
I'm perfectly fine, and how are you?
I'm excellent. I just got back from the gym in the nick of time. Of course, you knew I had a little bit of a computer problem. I had a dog that jumped up on my keyboard.
Oh, boy.
And made the... Well, it's not going to mean anything to you, but maybe the callers will know. It went full screen, and I didn't know how to get it full screen off, and I didn't have the studio up, but it all worked out. Here we are. As I mentioned, we've got four callers on the line, and Bhavana, who we've talked to, is the first caller, and I've given her a chance to think about a topic for the day. So let's go to her and see what she's come up with.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Hello. Thank you for having
me on
the show.
Hi there. Did you think of anything you'd like to hear Ada Marie discuss?
Yes, Ada Marie. Well, there's so many wonderful topics that when I tune into my heart and you and the audience out there, well, what came to me is how about a topic about how the land supports us? It's a deep time of transformation if we choose to. I know myself of going through many inner shifts and releasing a lot of old patterns and new things coming in as I allow and flowing. And in that, I'm actually on the beautiful island of Kauai. So I'm looking at many trees out the window, and it's a blue sky, which is unusual because sometimes we've got a lot of clouds on Kauai. And I wonder if you can speak about how the land, meaning nature, the birds, whatever animals, or whatever soft breeze comes through and sunlight, wherever we are and the elements, can support us in whatever way that we would like to and give us that grounding, that love, that freshness and insight. So that is my presentation from my heart to you when I tune in, and whatever resonates with you, how to take that topic is up to you as the leader.
I think that's beautiful, don't you, Ada Marie?
I do. I was just impressed with what she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I just had my mouth open. I shouldn't have. I thought that was wonderful.
Well, what would you like to say about how the land and nature supports us?
Well, we wouldn't be here if it didn't. I keep telling people, don't ruin the landscape. Don't ruin the waterways. Don't dump debris in the waterways. Don't ruin what God has put here for us to enjoy and then complain because it's not there. But you that do the complaining are usually the ones that tear everything up. It's unbelievable. Man comes into a beautiful area, like we live in a beautiful forest area, and here comes a company coming in to cut down the trees so they can build houses. Now, we have plenty of houses. We don't need any more. What they're doing is that the landscape is becoming arid and dried out and useless because they are cutting away the forest that protects it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty sad event, and no matter what you say, you know, money, I guess, talks. And it's just too bad.
Well, we have that sad situation with the rainforest disappearing. And
right.
We need forests in order to breathe.
That's right. And
they create the oxygen that we need to live.
Did they make them stop the rainforest, I hope?
Oh, as far as I know, it's still going on. I mean, there are a lot of people that are protesting and taking a stand, but, you know, man can be so short-sighted and not think about the future or future generations. Greed is what it is, you know?
Right.
And we need to focus on the spiritual aspects and take a long sight to what it means to preserve this earth for humanity.
Yeah, or humanity will not exist on the earth.
Right.
Because they're tearing it apart.
Right, right.
So I agree with you. I think everybody should be cognizant of what's actually going on and in their own area take care of their properties and their trees and their forests and their lakes. They should be taking care of them because they're lucky to have them.
Well, there is a spiritual aspect to nature, isn't there?
Yes, there is, definitely. And if you've never been where there are forests and trees and things, and you've been angry and you've been upset and you just don't know what to do, you're looking out the window but you just don't see anything. But if you lived where people have forests and trees, you will see somebody standing with their back against a tree, just leaning against the tree. What are they doing? They're resetting their own time clock so they can come out of that doldrum that they're in and that terrible condition that's surrounding them. They'll stay with that tree until they feel peaceful and you know, over, just they feel peaceful over the hill, and they can go back and be okay because that tree gives them strength and power. And it also gives them a sense of security and peace.
Just to let the callers on the line know, we will get to all of you. Right now we're talking about a topic that was suggested by our first caller of the day. The first caller of the day always gets the opportunity to suggest the topic, And the topic is how nature, how land, how physical creation supports us as humans. And Bhavana is from Hawaii, and certainly she has the ocean to center herself. She has other forms of nature that we don't have when we live inland. And I think the ocean is a powerful, powerful centering device for meditation.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, it is. Even if you are sitting in a, even if you are sitting and you've been through an ordeal, like losing a loved one very close or something, you sit down in your chair and you go into your silence and go to the ocean, just with your eyes closed, visualize that you are watching the waves coming and going. And believe it or not, you will find yourself becoming comfortable, peaceful, and okay with what's happening around you.
So that is a form of meditation, isn't it?
It definitely is. And you don't need anything except yourself and your eyes closed and a feeling of knowing that you are secure within your own being.
And even better yet is if you can get to those places and have your eyes open and be one with nature. I mean, to me, that's the ultimate form of meditation.
That's right. That's the ultimate, but we always can't do that every day.
Right, right, right. Well, the mind is a powerful thing, and we certainly can use nature and the land and birds and whatever to incorporate into our meditations to find peace.
To find peace and strength. Mm. And I have on my living room wall, I have a picture of a field of yellow, I guess they're daisies. They covered the whole front yard of this man's property, and he took a picture of it, and then he had it blown up and sent it to me, and my husband framed it, and we have it in our dining area. Because when you turn the chandelier on, it just lights up the whole room. And that those flowers in that picture just walk. I mean, they just wake right up.
Well, you know, the beautiful thing about flowers like perennials, the thing about trees is it reminds us that there are seasons in our life. And when we come to winter, it seems like things are dead, and then there's always spring. And to me, that's a great metaphor for what we go through in our physical lives, because even though our bodies die, there's always spring. You know, we go into spring, you know. So that's another interesting aspect about nature and how it relates to our spirits.
Right, and how it gives peace and insight and security to you, just because it's there. You didn't plan it, but it's there for you to use, right there in front of you or beside you, wherever it is. But it's there, and you can just be a part of it. Just visualize yourself a part of it and let go of all the mundane junk that goes around. And, you know, there's a lot of mundane stuff that could just be left.
That's for sure. Well,
yeah.
The thing is, we are part of creation.
Mm-hmm.
We're all one at a spiritual level, and you know, God created everything, including us. He created the worlds and all of nature. It's just a miracle.
Somebody said to me one day, "Well, how can you believe in God so strongly?" I said, "You know what? I'm here."
Yeah.
You're talking to me.
There you go.
How do you think I got here?
Right. Is there anything else you'd like to say about nature and the land?
Oh, my goodness. I could go on for 24 hours.
Oh, okay. Well, how about
five more
minutes?
Well, out in our front yard, we have a big picture window. Out in our front yard, we have six large trees. And each one of those trees come out of a middle area, you know, and they go to the side. And each one of them have produced, this is really amazing because we've been here a few years now, each one of them have produced one branch that goes out into the area where people drive. So it's like a canopy over the area. But it's like it did it for you. You didn't have to plant it. When it grew, it went outward. And so you walk and drive underneath that beautiful green tunnel. It's just gorgeous.
Oh, wow. You know, the one thing we didn't talk about that we certainly need to live is food and how nature provides food for us.
Well, it certainly does.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're lost in the desert, you're going to eat better than somebody in town.
Really?
There were three guys in L.A.
Okay.
Who got drunk. And the one guy's wife drove them out in the middle of the desert and dumped them out of the car. They were all drunk, so they all got out of the car and she drove away. Well, they had to find their way back to the highway to get home. It took them a week. They had to eat off of the land, and they had to, you know, they had to hide where they could. There wasn't any trees around or nothing. It was just desert in the daytime. Then they would sleep at night, and then they would try to find their way back to the highway. Well, the funny thing was, it was a week, and they had not appeared yet. They hadn't found the highway yet. And so the lady and her girlfriend went out there to see if they could find them, if they were alive. You
right.
know? And when she got out there, they turned. She said, "Well, I went down this little road, and then I just turned off. And when I got off the road, and I couldn't go any further, I stopped the car and threw them out." So they went down that road. There was nobody there. There was nothing there. There was no sign of anybody ever being there. And so they went back to the highway, and they're driving along, and she has a pair of binoculars. The lady that was in the driver's seat, and she says, "Hey, slow down. Wait a minute." They had driven about 3 or 4 miles, and she said, "I see something. Pull over. Let's look." So they did. And the woman looked in the glasses. She said, "Oh, honey, that's them."
Huh.
"They don't have any shirts on because they probably lost them. They don't have any shoes on. One of them has his shorts, but the other two don't really have much of anything." And so she said, "What should we do? Should we leave them there, or should we call the police to go pick them up?" And she said, "Well, I don't know. You know, it's kind of embarrassing." So they went back to the police department, and they said, "We left our husbands drunk in the desert, and we know where they're at, but we don't really want to go get them." And the officer said, "Well, if I was you and had any value for my life, I wouldn't go get them either."
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
He said, "Take us out there. We'll go bring them in." So they drove them back out there, and the police went out and got them and took them into the...
Well, what did they eat when they were out there?
Yeah, they were out there with no shoes and no shirts, and they were a mess.
What did they...
They had to put them in the hospital, you know, to be sure they were okay.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
But believe me, besides being cut up and bit up, they were fine.
Oh, that...
But what's the funniest thing, she said, "I'll bet they never get drunk again."
Oh, I bet not. Well, that's a cute story. Thank you for sharing that. And I think we better go to the phone lines.
Okay, I'm ready.
And if any of the callers want to add anything to the discussion, we'd welcome it.
Absolutely.
So, Bhavana, you still are live, and you've been just as quiet as a mouse. Thank you for being so respectful. What is your question for the day?
You made me laugh when you said that, because I have been very quiet lately. First of all, I love where you sent the topics, and I did. My cat did pass away of 12 years in March, and I went to India for about 6 weeks after that because she guided me to go from the spirit world. 3 days after I buried her, she was on my back and said, I was laying down, and she said, "Go to India." I hadn't been in 7 years, and I came back, and a lot happened there. And I was, my sister came to visit Hawaii, which she's here now. And for just a few minutes, I sat near the ocean. I don't normally go because the ocean in Kauai is actually quite wild and the current is strong. But sometimes it's calm. But that morning, I was out there near the ocean sitting, and it was very calm. And that blue, blue water when the sun shining was, I said, in this moment, I'm content. And it didn't take long. I wanted to remind the people also what I noticed. It was only about 5 minutes I looked at it. And I said, I'm at peace with everything that happened. It was just that one moment. So I wanted to respond to the nature and how it is. But it loves us also. Not that it, we support it and it supports us. It's a relationship. And my question is, I have been quieting my mind because I came back with a dysentery and I had to be in and out of the hospital for dehydration from the dysentery. And now the only effect is I have some delirium left and loss of balance. I sleep more than I have in a year, and I am resting right now in bed, and I've been doing my best to meditate a lot and saying I'm getting stronger and better. But my question is, am I doing everything at this point I can to, you know, heal up? I think it was a shock physically and emotionally to be in the hospital. I haven't been in years. Nobody likes to go to the ER. And then also, my sister came in town saying she'll help me, and I didn't think it'd be a good idea because she can be negative. And she is spreading so many lies right now about the family, about her own self. She makes up stories about her clients. She's a therapist and puts them on Facebook. Then she writes a comment saying, oh, this is not a true story. I'm just showing how terrible things are in the society. So I have not seen her since last Monday. She's here 2 weeks at a resort. And just any guidance around that. Am I to see her or not? She has a five-year-old niece. They're leaving Sunday. And I'll pause there because I know there's other callers. I don't want to take up too much time.
Thank you. Ada Marie, what do you have to say?
It's just awesome. Wonderful.
What do you think about the sister who's spreading lies?
Well, you know, I go through that all the time, too. But what she needs to remember is the things the sister is talking about is about herself and using her name. Now, I know people do that. They will call, they'll say all kinds of terrible things using my name when they're really, listen closely to what they say because they're telling you about themselves. And if you're, if you think that you really want to know about your sister, listen to what she's saying and using your name, and then you will treat her completely different because you will know exactly what to say and do and not to do. You will know because these people have a tendency to do this to other people to get attention, and the end result is they end up with no attention whatsoever because people know what they're like.
Should she continue to see her sister or no?
I wouldn't. I have a sister I haven't seen in, God, I can't even tell you how many years. I have a sister named Charlotte, you know. What a name. Anyway, I think the last time I saw her was when I was 16 and she was 15. And that summer she went away to stay with my aunt. And then that fall, and she stayed there for school. So I graduated from high school, and I haven't seen her since.
Oh, wow, that's a few years, huh?
Yeah, right.
Well,
right.
The other thing Bhavana wanted to know was if she's doing everything that she can for healing herself, her body.
Absolutely. The only thing that can make you sick is a negative thought. So, and believe me, I've been taken to the floor a few times. I was stabbed 26 times, and I knew I was going to live, and I knew I was going to get well, and I knew I was going to do my work. Well, here I am. End of story. And yes, it was true. There was a lot of pain. There was a lot of discomfort. There was a lot of things that I had to go through. But every one of those things taught me something. So when somebody comes in to spend a weekend, or I do private counseling for 3 days. You can come for 3 days, stay in the guest house, and I do private, and I work with you privately. People walk out of here, and their whole life has changed. But guess what? Where I went to school through that study. Yeah, that was a good education.
Mm.
I never missed a thing.
Mm.
So, you know, you don't have to go through that if you stop and realize how lucky you are to be where you are, and there's a reason for you being there, and what is the reason, and what are you learning, and what can you share your fellow man?
Beautiful. Bhavana, does that answer your questions?
Yes, you are very positive, because I told myself,
I am positive, and you are too.
This is the sickest I've been in my life, and I've had the most amazing insights laying in bed and in that hospital bed. I said, thank you, God. Here I am, and I'm glad to know who I am and so much about the world. Perhaps you just put me to sleep so I could figure it out.
Some way to figure it out.
I read online, people who have severe dehydration and whatnot, takes them months to get their physical energy back. I read stories of people this last night. I said, that's not me. I don't know how long it will take. My focus is only stronger and better. You cannot get out of bed today? Well, that sucks because you have to be in bed all day. But what can you do? Just call a friend, look outside. You're still getting stronger and better. And I wake up every morning since the hospital stays, two hospital stays. And what happens? I'm much stronger every morning because the mind tells the body to do it. We can all do this. We can all do it. I didn't have stabbings like you did. But I don't want to see the sister. It's just the niece, the little girl. It's 5 and wonders if auntie will ever come back. So I send her love from my heart to hers, just to tell the listeners, if you're not able to see someone because they're not healthy and there's others around them, I have been most nights saying, thank you for coming to Hawaii. You can experience it. You live in landlocked Indiana. But I love you, and in my heart, to your heart, you feel it. You don't need to be next to me physically because love has no form. It goes anywhere and everywhere.
She sounds like a very wise woman, doesn't she?
Absolutely. It's wonderful to hear you, and I appreciate every word you've said. I've been listening with a big ear here, listening to hear what you had to say. It's wonderful when you find people in the world like this. They're just, it's like a jewel.
Mm-hmm.
You've been blessed
mm-hmm.
with a jewel, and that's what she is,
so
a jewel.
Ada Marie,
so
is there anything you can suggest to her about speeding up her healing from dehydration?
Is your body dehydrated, or is it not accepting water?
It was not.
When you
now
drink,
I'm
does the water not go into your
water?
Huh?
What happened, like on Monday, I drank 4 or 5 glasses by 3 p.m. Usually I was drinking almost a gallon, and it got delirium. I could not remember where am I, what am I doing here? And I can only make 2-word sentences. That was yesterday. And then I can't walk at all. Someone needs to walk me. I get hit with this spell. But I said, perhaps you wanted to speak like you were a baby. You know, I kept telling God, take me to 1 year old. When I left India, something didn't heal. And I can only talk like a baby at that time. I can only make 2 words, water, drink. That's it. That's all I can say. And I said, perhaps your body just wants to go to babyhood. So keep drinking water and keep eating a lot of vegetables is all I get intuitively.
Be sure that when you go into your space by yourself that you are aware of the thoughts that are going through your head. And that some of those thoughts are thoughts to bring you back into your perfect self. So pay attention to those. And if some of them strikes you that they're important, write them down. And after a while, you'll begin to see that you have got a pattern beginning to build up. And use that pattern to go forward. Like a lot of times, people can't drink a lot of water You know, they can't because they can't hold it. And it does more damage than it does good. But you can find out just how much you can have and how much you can't have. I learned to sip water through my teeth. Now, I know that sounds really odd, but a very old doctor came in the hospital room and looked at me, and he said, "I know you, and I know what you need to do." Just like that, very slow. I said, "Okay, I'll do it." He said, "I want you, when you take a drink of water, to run the water through your teeth before you swallow it." And I'm thinking, well, I can kind of gargle. "No, no, no, no." He said, "I want you to sip the water with your lips through your teeth. It has to go through your teeth." So he showed me, and then I tried it, and I had water running down my He said, "Shut your mouth." So I did. It worked. I didn't even realize I didn't have my mouth shut.
Does that help to retain water better? I mean,
well, of course, it stayed in my mouth. It didn't run down my shirt.
I'm not talking about closing your mouth. I'm talking about the whole technique of sipping.
Oh, what it does is when you do that, what that technique does is it puts the water in there like slowly, like drops, you know, just a little at a time, and the body absorbs it. It's amazing. The body just, and the little bitty amount is absorbed. If you juggle a glass and just chug-a-lug a glass of water, that water goes through you and it doesn't hit anything in your body. It goes down through that channel, comes out the other end. But if you let it stay and slowly drip down your throat, your body's going to hold every bit of it. I didn't know that either. I had to learn that.
Is that helpful information, Bhavana?
You ring a bell, because the times that I've been drinking this last week, when I slip it slowly and I let it go in my tongue, and I even say affirmation, it's hydrating my tongue, my throat. Those times,
right,
I feel the whole body hydrating if I do when I'm consciously drinking. And that's a reminder for, I think, all of us in the world when we get so busy and caught up. Eat and drink consciously. It will go into the cell.
Yeah. Well, my dad said when we would find somebody on the prairie, we lived on the prairie, and somebody would lose their horse or whatever happened to them, and they would be staggering, getting around, and the men would bring them in. What my dad would do is he would lay them down, put their head in his lap, and he would take a teaspoon, and he would drop a teaspoon of regular water, not hot or cold, you know, just normal. He'd drop a little drop at a time until he got a half a glass of water down him, which would take maybe 3 hours. But after they'd had that much water on their tongue and down their throat, they would start to respond. There would be a response coming from them. So I know what you're saying is true, because I watched Daddy. In fact, I sat with a bowl of water in my lap so Daddy could use it to put in this man's mouth.
That's fascinating. Well, we're going to have to move on if we're going to get to the other calls. But Bhavana, what a wonderful phone call and wonderful topic you suggested for today. Thank you so much.
That's wonderful.
Thank you very much, both of you.
And please let us know how you're doing. We're on every weekday at 5 p.m. Eastern United States time. So we'd love to hear from you and hear about your recovery.
Thank you.
That would be great.
Blessings.
You too.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. I haven't talked to any of these callers. I have a Skype caller on the line. What's your name, please?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Oh, hi, this is Stacy.
Stacy?
Yes, sir.
Hi there, Stacy. What's your question for Ada Marie?
Okay. Hi. So, hi, Ada. How are you?
Ada, right, she asked how you were.
Oh, I'm fine, honey. Fine as frog's hair. That's mighty fine.
Awesome. So I need your help. So yesterday, because sometimes I'm very intuitive. I get visions come to me sometimes. But this one was pretty differently. This one was on the love side. I dreamed someone proposed to me. I haven't met the person as of yet, but I want to see what Ada is picking up on this person.
Okay. Let me tell Ada what you're saying, because you're very muffled, and I don't...
Yeah,
you didn't hear.
I didn't hear her, no.
Okay. She's been having a dream about someone. She's not involved with anybody now.
Right.
But she's been having a dream about somebody, and she's wondering if you pick up anything about this person.
Is this a man?
Yes.
Is it a man, Stacy?
Yeah, I dreamed he proposed to me, yes.
Proposed. She dreamed that he had proposed to her.
Oh, I see. Well, usually those are precognitive dreams, and they will come about, and I would say anywhere from 3 months to a year. And that particular, pay attention to what this person looks like. What are they tall? Are they short? Are they heavy? Are they funny? What kind of a person are they? And you'll get all that information if you pay attention to your dreams.
Yes, I've been writing everything down, and I think he has a bald head. He has a very low haircut.
She's been writing everything down, and she thinks he's got a bald head, but at any rate, he's got a very low haircut.
Well, that could be true, and that if she likes that, that's fine. That's a, you know, like my husband, summertime he shaves his head because he don't want the hair in the heat.
Do you pick up anything on this person, Ada Marie?
The only thing I'm picking up is that he's kind of quiet, and is ask her if he's quiet.
Is he quiet in your dreams, Stacy?
Yeah. He's quiet. Mm-hmm. He seems to be very quiet, yeah.
Because I'm picking up that he's very quiet and very peaceful. Has a very good sense of humor, but he's very peaceful. You know, he's not one to argue much. He'll turn around and walk away from an argument.
Okay. And my last question for Ada Marie. Do she see me meeting this person in New York City or, for example... through one of those relationship websites such as eHarmony or I don't know.
Okay, when you say New York City, do you mean is that where you're going to meet this person?
Yeah, where would I meet this person?
Okay, she wonders where she'll meet this person. If she'll meet them live or through some kind of website on the computer.
Most likely she will meet them in a group of people, in a very large group.
She's wondering about New York City in particular.
Is that where she's from?
I don't know. Is that where you're from, Stacy?
Yeah, I live here,
yeah, that's where she'll meet him in New York then. Because he's real close to where she is.
Oh, nice.
I like your laugh, Stacy.
you just have to laugh and be a little more, more pleasant.
I can do that. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's what you need to do. Get that laughter out of there. Get it going.
Yeah. Well, she sounds pretty effervescent to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what you need to do, Stacy.
Be nice.
Okay.
Be nice and laugh a lot.
Right.
Okay, I will.
And you know, you form judgments and opinions. Stop it.
Okay, yes, I will.
Yeah, you got to quit that. That's not a good thing to do.
Okay,
for anybody,
I'm letting
nobody
you know.
Should be doing that. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling, Stacy.
Thank you. Okay, talk to you guys soon. Thank you.
Okay, good luck in your meeting. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Thanks again. Okay, let's go on to area code 412. Hold on just a minute. I'm trying to connect with you. And you're live. What is your first name, please?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Huh.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Do you have a question? Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I am going... I'm trying to get through the end of my divorce, and I wanted to know what past lives I've had with my ex, and am I almost or out of my contract with him in this current life?
Mhm. Do you have children?
I have 3 children.
Oh, I see, and they're going with you.
Part of the fight at the current moment.
Well,
do you see
normally,
them with me?
You know, if, pardon?
Do you see them and with me?
Yes, I do see them with you. And that's probably part of what's going on with the nonsense here with him.
That's definitely true.
Yeah. So
he's all about fighting me. To fight me.
He what?
He just wants to fight me on everything.
Well, he can, but I'm sure if you have the right authorities and people working with you, it won't do him any good. Because he only wants them so that he keeps control of you. That's why he wants them to keep control of you. Because you'd worry about them if they were with him.
That's true. Do you see the authorities putting him in his place in the near future?
Yes. In the near future, they will if he just goes through one more of these big fits he has. He really gets mad and has a bad temper. Right?
Yes, he does. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, once they show up and he's in one of those states, they'll put an end to it. He won't be showing up.
Am I done with my past life contract with him?
Do you do what?
She wonders if she's done with her past life
yes.
contract with him.
Yes, she is done with that. And actually, she had finished it before she got into this relationship. And she knew shortly thereafter that, yes, she was repeating that relationship and she had to get out. And she has to get out. I had a lady come for 3 days. Yeah.
Do you see me getting into any new relationship?
Do I see you what?
Getting into any new relationship. She wonders if you see that.
You'll have several different relationships until you find one that is stronger, which will be a year from now. But if there's a problem with him when you're in another relationship, then you're going to have to make a move and leave the area.
Wait, say that again?
Huh?
I'm confused by what you just said.
I said if you're having trouble in a relationship with someone else and he is around and is making more trouble, you're going to have to move out of the area to get away from him so that you can have a life.
Well, I'm hoping to move actually. I'm actually hoping to move early this fall, like September, October. Do you see me moving around that time?
You could do by October, you could make everything in order so that you could make an easy move out.
Do you see me living in the city or the suburbs?
Well, it looked like you were living in the city, but I thought that you wanted to move.
She's wondering if when she moves, if you see her living in the city or in the suburbs?
Well, she could do either one. Probably she'd be happier if she was in the city because she'd have more protection.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Because you need protection.
Do you think that my ex will not protect, will be unsafe around me?
You, if you actually moved a state away or something, you'd be better off. But, you know, it depends on what you can do and what your job lets you do.
Okay.
And I think we better move on to the next caller. Has that been helpful,
thank
Jessica?
You. Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. She had a lot of questions, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Okay. Area code 402. You are live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, this is Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Thank you very much for
and
taking
question,
my call. Mike,
sure.
I have one question, and it's involving my health. Specifically, I have an infection in one toe on my foot, and I've been through 10 days of antibiotics, and it's better, but it's not healed yet. And what I'm wondering is anything else you might pick up that would help me, and I was getting a lot from nature to get out and walk and to do other natural things to help prevent having to amputate the toe to heal the infection.
Well, you don't have to amputate the toe. You can, I know this sounds funny, but if you have some bread and milk,
mm-hmm.
and take a bread crust, soak it in milk, wring it out, and wrap it around your toe, and don't take it off for 3 days.
Okay, the dampened crust? Wrap it around the toe, you said?
Yeah, wrap the wet bread around your toe and leave it on there. Don't take it off for 3 days. You'll have to go without a shoe or put on some kind of a slipper that leaves the toe sticking out.
Okay, I will do that. You
bread
said for
and
three
milk
days.
Is a very good poultice. I'm sure that my friend there has heard about bread and milk poultice. We grew up in that era.
Does it matter what kind of bread she uses, Ada Marie?
It don't make any difference. The bread is just there to hold the milk in place.
Ah.
And as you know, that draws all the poison out of that toe.
Okay,
can it
be any milk, or does it have to be whole milk?
No, it can be any milk, honey, any milk.
Okay.
It can be milk from a orangutan or something. I don't care. We always had cows, so we always had cow's milk. But you can have any kind of milk, because milk is really a drying force. If you don't believe it, try it sometime. Stick some on your arm and let it dry. It draws.
I'm going to do that. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much.
You can use it at any time. If you have children who have an infection, wrap it with milk, and wrap it tight, and it'll draw it right out. Don't take it off for 3 days.
Does the bread, do you need to wrap the bread in anything, like a sock or a piece of fabric to hold that in place?
Well, of course, you have to. Actually, what you have to do is you have to wrap it with some heavy, strong, like, I don't know. We always wrapped it with a worn-out sock and then wrapped it after we got the bread in place and got it stopped. Then we put something around the hole over the toes to hold it in place so it would stay in place. And you have to kind of hobble around because you can't do anything else. But believe me, you got to get rid of that infection. And the best way I know is with milk, a poultice. It's called a poultice. And it's a milk and bread poultice. There's other kinds, too. I'm sure other people know about other kinds. But we baked our own bread, so we used our own bread. And you can use bread crust. which would be better than the regular bread. Bread crust would work better for you.
Okay.
So try
all
it
right.
And call me if you need more help.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you so much.
Diane, we're going to give out Ada Marie's phone number so you have it, okay?
Okay,
and
thank you.
To anybody else, if you want a session with Ada Marie, she gives the first 15 minutes for free. I'm sure she'd answer a question if you had one, Diane. Wouldn't you, Ada Marie?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I answer questions to people all over the world, England, Chile, France, somebody on the other side of the equator, and I never could understand them because they talked like they had a mouthful of potatoes.
Okay, well, Ada Marie's on West Coast time. You can reach her between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. West Coast time. Her phone number is area code 520-896-9510. 520-896-9510. And if you want to check out some of her background, you can go to her website, which is thegoldenoracle.com. So just wanted to let people know that. And Diane, thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay. Area code 203, you're next. What's your first name, please?
Hi, this is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. What's your question?
My question was, I was just wondering what you're seeing for my love life.
What?
What are you seeing for her love life? This is Victoria.
That's pretty hard to look at because you're a very, very lovely girl and beautiful, and you could pick and choose anybody you wanted. So I'm not even going to touch that because you could have anybody you desired. You're gorgeous. And you're nice,
and you
smile, and you're intelligent, and I don't know. My goodness.
Thank you.
I've never heard her say that to somebody before, Victoria.
Wow. Well, that's so nice of you to say. Thank you.
Well, it's true.
There is someone. Thank you. That made me smile. There is somebody who I am interested in. His name is Kyle. I wonder, do you see that working out?
Well, it could. It depends on how much time you have to get acquainted. It takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And he sounds like he could be a very peaceful person and a little bit shy.
Yeah, there's definitely...
It seems that way.
Yeah, there's definitely... There could be that side of him, too, but then he can also be, you know, fun and funny and outgoing, too. But
right.
I can see both sides of that, which I could be the same way.
Okay. Right.
But, yeah, I really do like him a lot, so I'm just kind of wondering.
Well, smile a lot. And say something
mm-hmm.
funny when you go by him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Be lighthearted.
Mm-hmm. Do you see that he cares for me?
That would encourage him to get a little better acquainted. He's
mm-hmm.
kind of shy and bashful.
Yeah. Do you think that he cares for me?
Well, honey... I think he cares for a lot of girls, but he would never let anybody know it because he's too shy to say anything. Does he spend any extra time with you?
We have, yeah.
Well, then he likes you or he wouldn't be spending time with you. He's not a person to just wander around. If he likes somebody, he likes them, and if he don't, he don't.
Do you think he's
simple.
True blue, Ada Marie?
Huh?
Do you think he's true blue?
I think he is true blue, but he's very close to the chest with how he feels.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want somebody
yeah.
that, you know, he's not going to be able to be comfortable with and trust.
Right. Yeah, because he went through a really bad relationship, so that makes sense that he's like that.
Right. I'm sure okay. He did. He trusted and they didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think is
that's what it looks like.
The best? So what's the best thing for me to kind of
Pardon?
Do moving forward? What's kind of the best thing for me to do moving forward with this? I mean,
just be friendly.
Okay.
Just be, don't be demanding, don't be pushy. Just be friendly and happy. He doesn't need anybody telling him what to do. He's already been there.
Yeah. This is true. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So let's just be happy and, you know, when you meet, say hi and something funny if you can think of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Build a relationship. Make it a interesting one where you talk about something that's interesting to both of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really, when we spend time together, it's the connection we have is, like, great. And we're always laughing and having good conversations, so it's positive.
Yeah,
but
that's good.
He is scared. He is scared, though, so I do see that as well. So,
well, of course.
Hopefully. Mm-hmm.
Just give him time, you know.
Okay. So. Yeah, I think that's what it needs. It's just time.
It takes time to heal wounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Is there anything else?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. He's not a person to run around and chase around much. He's more quiet.
He's more quiet, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think he wants to, like, settle down again?
Do I what?
Do you think he, like, wants to settle down?
Well, I don't know. He doesn't seem to be settled now. He might be thinking about it, but he's not settled now.
Right.
Right.
Okay. I'll have to give it time.
But I think he's waiting for somebody he feels good with, so that's another thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know.
All right.
Just be friendly and see how it goes. And and be happy, joyous. Nothing is better for a person than laughter. Nothing.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay.
Thanks
thank
for calling,
so much,
Victoria.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, you're welcome. Ada Marie, don't worry about that electronic lady. What that means is people cannot call in after 90 seconds.
Oh, I see.
We can go a little bit over. Do you want to take the one last caller?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Let's see here. Area code 559. What's your name, please?
Hi, my name is Evelyn.
Evelyn, okay. Evelyn, try to speak up a little bit so Ada Marie can hear you. Because you've got a soft voice, honey. What's your question?
Okay. I want to know if Ada Marie sees marriage in the future for me.
She wonders if you see marriage in the future for her.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yay.
Well, I don't know why you're even asking that question. A lot of young men really like you. So... it's up to you. Pick the right one. Okay?
Okay. Any advice as to where that right one might live, near me or within a distance?
Well, you need to take time. take a year or so to be able to get to know somebody so that you know everything about them. And if that's really something that you're both happy with each other, then you got the right person.
Got it. Thank you so much, Ida Marie. Appreciate it.
Does that make sense?
Is that it, Evelyn?
It does. Yes, it does. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Ida Marie, we got one more caller that snuck in under the line. Would you like to take that call?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Hold on, my dog is acting up. He says it's S-U-P-P-E-R time.
Right.
And he's right. I got home a little bit late and came right to the computer only to discover he'd been playing with it. So area code 702, you're live. What is your first name, please?
Good evening. My name is Craig.
Hi, Craig. What's your question?
My question for tonight is, do you all see law school in my future?
Did you hear that, Ada Marie?
I heard future, but I couldn't hear what he said before that.
He wonders if you see law school in his future.
Yes. Ooh, that came fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the opportunity is going to be given to you. So don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Say thank you and go to work. Okay?
Okay. Would I have to pay for it?
Will he have to pay for it?
Yeah. He won't have to pay for the schooling, no.
Oh.
He'll get a sponsor. So that's good.
That's good. Oh, indeed.
She's cooking today, right. Craig.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful day and week. And pay attention when somebody starts talking to you about going to school. What you're doing.
Certainly.
Talk to them. Okay. Good.
All right.
Okay.
Well, that was short and sweet. And that's a wrap, folks.
Okay.
We went a little bit over the hour mark, and that's fine. And we kept several of the callers. They listened to the whole show, and that's wonderful when that happens.
That is wonderful, and I thank them for that. That's
well, we can thank Bhavana, Stacy, Diane, Evelyn, and Craig. And the women all hung in there after their phone conversations to listen to the rest of the show. So thank you, women.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. And Ada
and
Marie, go ahead.
You can call me, 520-896-9510, and ask a question. You have a free 15-minute time. So if you listen and you want to call, call. And I will talk to you.
You can't beat that.
Yeah.
Okay, they all heard it.
Yep, that's good.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, same time. We're on every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern time.
That's a good thing. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. You're wonderful to work with, so I'm happy to be with you.
You too, hon.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.